the stars.
The other fires out of bed.
One just beat the flames.
One loves Kevin
It's work
Jones.
In progress.
One keeps the stars
It's Mino.
In
one plays
Monty.
Red Dead Redemption.
I guess I have to wait for the song to end.
It's time for Monty and Monty. It's time.
Big finish.
Monty and
kick line.
Monty.
Yeah.
It was a long
one. Yeah, that was a really big finish.
It's eerie now, hearing that. Get chills.
It's a little odd. Yeah, coming up next, we have Sunday Brunch. We'll go around the NFL. We'll figure out who won the Heisman. Spoiler alert, it was Joe Burrow. But right here, we don't do it often, but sometimes we like to have a weekend check. We like to talk about things that we did the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty normal week. Just took it easy. Watched some football. Watched some Mavs.
Sure.
Saw the injury last night. Nothing too big happened.
Sounds like you got to season two of your 2K league.
I did. I got to season two. I drafted LaMelo Ball. I had to trade up. I had to maneuver a little bit.
Yeah.
Things are looking good. I won the NBA title in year one.
NBD.
So no big deal. We're looking to repeat as champion. So yeah, you can tell pretty boring week for me. Justin, how was your week?
From last Sunday until Tuesday morning, pretty normal. Then Tuesday morning at like 10:30, I almost had to turn my phone off. I did have to turn my phone off for like 10 minutes because it got destroyed.
I think
Jim
Montgomery
got fired.
I was one of the ones that texted you just saying like, way to go or something.
I'm glad I was working from home that day or I would have been a big burden at my office, because yeah, I got texts and calls, and luckily I don't have like Twitter notifications go off on my phone, because big Twitter day for this guy on Tuesday, because just the way everything played out was like a perfect storm for me being at the center of it. The way that he just got fired out of nowhere, the way they phrased the thing that he did, which was just he didn't hold the organization's core values, and the fact that at that time we were less than 4 or 5 days from when Monty on Monty happened, and the team was playing really well. So immediately it was, oh, he got fired because of that. And so just immediately everyone was like, did you get Coach Monty fired? And there was like a 10-minute window where I thought, oh, crap, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't me who got him fired, but something I was involved with.
And it didn't help that in the press conference, Jim Nill said it was something that happened in the middle of last week, and we learned about it on Sunday. And I'm like, crap, did he hear the hear us replay it on work? I wasn't really thinking that. I was just thinking, man, this is the biggest coincidence
that would
of
be
all
funny
time.
If he didn't know about it until Sunday morning when we replayed it.
Could have gotten away with it.
He's on the unticket.
So in those 10 minutes when you had that slight thought in the back of your head of maybe this is something that might have happened, did you contact anybody or did you reach out and say, hey,
no, because
this isn't me, is it?
Because at that time, like I said, I was still kind of just getting texts from people and answering them. And then I finally did start to realize after, 8 minutes that, I feel like I would have known about this before. Like, I feel like Kat would have talked to me or the station would have already been in trouble. And then I started to think more about the interview itself. And I was like, well, he didn't really answer anything bad. I mean, it was more the questions that I asked him, which were ridiculous, versus what he was actually saying. I mean, the ridiculous questions that I asked him, he was able to sidestep perfectly. Like the Sagan question, he answered that as, we can't talk about that. That's a coach versus player thing. That's not something we get into. when I asked him when's the last bong rip he had, he was like, you know, I don't ever do that. So, I mean, if he had answered those, like, truthfully and was like, yeah, you know, Sagan's just slaying something new every day, or I had one right before I called you, a bong rip.
Rips one right there.
Then that would have probably, yeah, been an issue.
Could have gotten in trouble.
But he was
a good sport.
Yes.
He played along, but he knew what he was doing.
And so I was like, you know, there's no way he got fired for that. Again, if anything, the Stars would have just said, don't do that again.
Yeah, that's what people weren't thinking about, is like, we're the flagship station. We would have gotten in so much more trouble than he would have at first, because right. we instigated it, and we didn't hear a word.
Right. And again, he knew what was coming. Like, the Stars knew what was going to happen, because we've done this before. If, like, I had asked these questions the first time, he probably still would have went along with it. But the second he heard my voice during the actual Monty on Monty, he knew he was going to get asked ridiculous questions. So again, I was like, there's just no way that anything he said was fire worthy. But like Ryan said, that's not what people were thinking. It was way funnier to say that I, a tier 5 employee at the station, got the head coach of a hockey team fired.
Let me ask you this. Have you gotten any calls or texts or emails from somebody from a news outlet reaching out to you to give your side when that was circulating around the national? Like, there was some national hockey writers saying that this was the reason it happened. Did they reach out to you and ask for comment?
I never had anyone reach out to me, but I saw a number of, like you said, national, like Canada, like TSN. There were ESPN reporters, a bunch of people saying
Barstool had it.
Yeah, the Barstool hockey guy had it. I mean, these are all people with like 500,000 followers on Twitter, and they're saying, I don't think this had anything to do with his firing, but did anyone hear his weird radio interview last week? And then they tweet it out. Like, they tweet out the link to it. I'm really curious what the number of listens is on the podcast for that right now, because it was getting shared by every hockey person. And I saw there are people in Denver doing it, because he probably still has some kind of contingency in Denver since he coached there for a while. But just starting to see, like, the national perspective on what that was. I mean, I was called like a shock jock. Like, some people think I'm just this, hey, I'm just wacky radio guy, man. I'm just
sexist
wacky
pig.
Drive time, you know, man. I'm just asking, I'll ask a coach anything, man. Hey, man, you know how much ass Sagan gets? What are you, come on, Monty, answer me. They perceive me.
Did you get any hate tweets?
Oh, yeah.
You got called a sexist pig.
I want to see these.
One girl posted Dan Bennett's info and was like, write to him.
Not
and,
email, write him a letter.
Yeah, wow. She wrote his physical address on there.
And it was wrong, because she had the Olive address.
Right.
It's Nowitzki way.
She didn't even realize how great Dirk is.
All right, so the bad radio segment of Monty getting fired, 5.9K. White Elephant Day 2K segment. Let's see here. White Elephant Day Afternoon Drive Monty on Monty, 25.7K.
And it's probably more than that.
Yeah,
because like, there's different places.
It's probably been played a million times.
It's been played by,
viral.
A ton of people. So, and overwhelmingly, it was like 99% people were having fun with it, you know, just messing around. And that's what I probably should have more focused on. But I was, thinking about those people that, like, one guy was calling me, like, the most classless DJ in radio or something.
The people that are doing that clearly don't listen to the Ticket.
Right, and that's why it can be really hard to explain this radio station to outside people, because I doubt that there's dudes in Nashville asking the Predators coach, you know, about the loudest fart he's ever heard. Whereas here, we just think that's normal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just something that we do. And I definitely was just like, when I see these national people tweeting the link to the interview, I would go read it. And you'd actually see that there's a ton of P1s in different markets, because I would see replies to these people that are saying, oh, that's the Ticket in Dallas. Like, they do ridiculous stuff like this. Like, this isn't out of the norm for them. And they're, you know, they're not really like that, you know, or they're not as shock jockey as you're making them out to be. And that was refreshing to see. But it was definitely a big firestorm. Like immediately, like Trey texted me, "Hey man, you got a coach fired."
You definitely got Tom Brady'd after he was in that Paul Rudd show. When he did that scene where he walked out of the massage parlor and he didn't know what he was doing. And then he's like, yeah, you guys just took it out of context.
Yeah.
Except you took the high road. You weren't an a-hole to all the reporters.
No, and it was really funny finally seeing, like, the next day Sean Shapiro having to clarify for all Stars fans that that interview was not the reason that he got fired.
It's
like something like people were having to do that.
If this were to happen at the end of the season, or heck, even a month from now, if he would have been fired then instead of the next week, this would have not have happened. But the timing was just so coincidental. It fell right into place that this would be the only way that this hilarious interview would go viral like that. And you're definitely not thinking that at the time of... You know, it was such a success last year, and we saw that Jim Montgomery played along so well that, okay, we're going to do it again. There's no one's going to get in trouble. No one's ever going to hear this unless the worst possible thing were to happen.
Right.
And then
like he
that
gets
happened.
Fired and we have no idea why.
Because of not a performance issue on the ice. It's for some personal reason that we don't know about. And then it's just, you're just grasping at straws of, okay, what could it be? We only know of, this was the last on-air interview we had that was not hockey-related, and it was a few days ago. It's just, it's the biggest coincidence of all time. And you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, like if this had taken place a month ago, people probably wouldn't think about it.
Work on progress, getting some shine.
Well, and when I announced it on the Musers, because it came down during the Musers, one of the first things Gordo said as they were going to break to kind of regather and talk about it in the next segment was, oh, I guess the Stars didn't like Monty on Monty all that much.
Yeah, that was a question that they were asked, because I heard them talk about it the next day, too, that I'm starting to make all the celebrities mad, like Jim Montgomery for getting him fired, and Kevin James for not dying.
You did have the best tweet ever, though, because as soon as all of that was happening, you tweeted out, anybody got Jason Garrett's number?
Yeah, that was probably my most impression tweet ever.
We so need to good. Get you at a Garrett press conference just to ask a question. Like, Justin Montemayor here with the ticket. You might know me.
And then the most ironic part we haven't even mentioned yet was one of the questions you asked him was, would you give up your head coaching job if I could get one of my legs back? How eerie is that?
And it's eerie just thinking back to when we replayed that last week of us saying how great he was.
Yeah.
And he's going to be around, and he's turned this team around in just a month or so, and he's going to be around as long as he wants. And then literally 2 days later, that happened.
Because I had this, this whole thing planned where I was going to go. Because I still don't know that he understood the last question I asked him was being for real about the leg thing that Ryan just brought up. So I wanted to go and actually see him
and be like, hey,
and then ask him the same thing when he actually sees that I am not joking around. I really am missing a leg, and it'd mean a lot to me if he would let me have my leg back.
Like, yeah, would you like a redo on that? You can get your job back, but I'm still missing a leg here.
And the problem is the way I phrased the question, it was, would you resign?
Yeah, so you don't get your leg back.
No. I told him now, but what if he tries to do the other way and he's like, look, man, I offered you your leg back if I resigned. What if I have to give him my other leg for him to get the Stars job back? I better have a freaking banner up in the AAC if I do that.
You're owed a leg now.
You might be owed two legs.
I wouldn't give him my other leg. But I'd probably give him, my ring toe.
Your, okay.
Like, the one next to the
your
pinky.
Ring finger, but on your foot.
Right.
I've never heard it called
it's
ring
toe. It's the most spare
I don't know
toes.
What else you call it.
I can get you a toe.
I think all your toes are pretty spare.
Mean afternoon.
You don't really need them.
Well, they are when you take them for granted, like yours, when you have 10. But when you have 5, like I do, each one's more precious than the next.
You have names for your toes?
I can't wait for someone to put a ring on my toe. But yeah, so that tweet that you mentioned, that's where I caught fire too from some people, because I remember there was like one guy in particular, I think he was a Colorado guy. He thought that the reason Jim Montgomery got fired in the interview was from referring to me as a mutant. And there was like this whole thread of all these dudes in Colorado saying Jim Montgomery got fired for calling a one-legged guy a mutant, and you just can't do that in 2019.
And he didn't call you a mutant. He was just calling Gordon and everybody.
Just station mutants.
Yes.
But it's funny because Gordon stopped down on that, and some of the threads I saw were like, man, that one other host seemed really offended by his comment. And I'm like, if only they knew who that was making that comment.
Again, it's just so hard to try to explain the station. And what am I going to do, to sit there and explain Gordo to them and... I've been like, you know what? Fast forward on the app about an hour, and he's talking about selling a dead woman's vibrator. And you think he's offended by the mutant comment?
And then there was the elephant thing. People were talking about the color of the elephants when they were talking about white elephants.
He's just too blue. Yeah, he was just working too blue. And yeah, so that guy, those guys in that thread, they're the one who saw my Jason Garrett tweet, and were like, oh, this guy thinks it's funny he got Coach Monty fired. That shows no class.
People are so
sensitive. I was like, you know what, man? If I could get Garrett fired, I would do it.
This is the price you pay for being famous now.
It is. So now, people at like my other job that I never knew were P1s, like started IMing me that day and were like, hey, man, I don't normally IM you about ticket stuff, but what happened with Monty? Did you get him fired? No, I did not get him fired.
Make up a different story for every time someone asks
you. I should say,
that.
Yeah. But yeah, not for the reason you think. Not for Monty on Monty.
That would be so shock jock of you. And be like, yeah, I did it.
He actually touched me, so it was Monty.
That would be like a Doug Gottlieb way of spinning things. Like, yeah, I probably got him fired.
For Monty and Monty.
Or the way Grego was like, yeah, man, we'll take coaches to task. We don't care. That's what I did on Monty on Monty. I put Coach Monty's feet to the fire. He couldn't handle it.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up.